Now, this week's host, Tom Meredith.
Good morning. This is Galesburg Live. Thanks for being with us here on this Saturday morning. We're going to talk about global domination from Oneida, Illinois. Okay, well, maybe not domination, but things you may not know about what goes on in Oneida. Joining us this morning from Kalb Corporation is the founder, owner, Mr. Mike Kalb. Mike, good morning. How are you today?
Morning, Tom. You know, if it's any better, it has to be two of me.
And also Candy Kalb. Candy, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. I am absolutely fabulous and happy to be here with you. Well, thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming out. Well, let's start. This is just a very small part, and we're going to get into Kalb Corporation and the beginning and all that. But something that is coming out of the whole corporation is a little thing that's happening soon in Oneida, Illinois, and I guess kind of a dream of yours, Mike. It's called Kalby's Coffee, and you're going to be serving coffee, hot dogs. Well, you're going to have actually kind of a full menu of different kind of hot dogs and stuff, and coffee. Okay, let's get to the history of this whole thing. Where did that interest come from in coffee in particular, and then adding the food to it?
Well, Tom, I guess it's always been kind of a dream in the background, that something I've wanted to do for a long time, and actually, we could certainly use something like that in Oneida, we thought. And so we're about probably about 2 weeks away from opening that. And it's been a huge learning curve, and we've had a really good time putting it together.
Well, and it's interesting. We were just talking off the air about a spot that used to be where Kalby's is located, Sharon Snack Shack, for years and years and years, a long time, and it's been gone for a while now. And you talked about the need. I mean, you've had gas stations, convenience stores. That's kind of gone by the wayside. So it's something. I mean, every other community kind of along 34, there's something. And until now, it's been a while since there's been anything in Oneida along Route 34.
Well, that's correct. And so we put Kalby's Coffee and Hot Doggery on the same location as the iconic Sharon Snack Shack. And Sharon Snack Shack was probably built in the mid-70s, and it was just a great place for the community to go, for the kids to go after school. And Tom went there for pregame meals.
Pregame meals for basketball, man. Just, what, two cheeseburgers, why not?
Yeah, and we wonder why he couldn't jump. I don't know.
Well, okay, so you said it was kind of always kind of been a dream of yours. What in your background? Was it the restaurant industry? Was it coffee in particular, or what? Where did that interest come from?
Well, really, the draw for us to do this, it's a great community service, but we enjoy doing something that's fun, having a fun business, you know. Making great sandwiches for people, and we it's a passion of ours. And Candy's very much a people person, and her father was a businessman, and so it just kind of clicked where we worked together and created this. And we want to be able to bring different events to town, you know, maybe bring some bands in, you know, and do some fun stuff for the community.
You know, Tom, if you go back a couple years, Mike started the Oneida Sweet Corn Festival. And it's the Americana, and Mikey loves his city of Oneida, and just really wants to bring to it the Americana and fun, bring it back to life.
Did you call me Mikey?
Oh. I didn't hear that. Nobody else heard that. You know, it's interesting.
Wait, so what am I supposed to call?
No, I will not call you Mike.
I won't be able to face the public again.
Mike. I will address you as Mike or Czar Kalb. No, and Kenny mentioned it. It's so funny you mentioned you love your city of Oneida. And that's not a city, that's a village. No, I beg to differ. Oneida, the smallest city in the state of Illinois, classified as a city.
Absolutely.
Center of the universe.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You got that right. Mike Kalb and Candy Kalb joining us here this morning. So Kalby's Coffee and Hot Doggery will be opening in just a couple of weeks. Saturday the 28th. You're looking for?
I think that'll be our grand opening. We'll probably roll out a soft opening probably in a week. So yeah, we're looking forward. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And you have a website, and Calbee's with a K, Calbee, and Coffee's with a K as well, calbeescoffee.com. I was looking at the drink menu. You got your organic house drip, regular decaf, espresso shot, Americano, cappuccino, latte, iced coffee as well. The source of your coffee in the first place? I know you're on and part of the business in there as well. You've got some coffee in there.
Right. Yes, we do. And we've got, we went to what we, extremes, I guess, in order to give the public a good cup of coffee. We've got a computer program coffee maker. It's an Astra coffee maker. And I forget how many, what is this? Oh, 16 different flavors of coffee that comes out of that. So, and each one will be just like the one before because it's computerized. So no matter if George is in there making coffee or Larry, it's going to come out the same for you.
Mary will be there too.
Yeah. George, Larry, Mary, they'll all make it well. It'll do. The machine will kind of take care of it for you.
It will. Right. Push a button, it's done. Yeah, oh. Absolutely.
Okay, now as far as the food that's going to be on the menu, now this is interesting. You could make it easy. You could run to Sam's or Costco and get a boatload of cheap hot dogs or sausages and throw them on there. That's not what you're doing. You're doing some quality. You're going through Thrushwood Farms to get your meat.
Well, we are, and Jim out there has worked with us, and we've got a hot dog that's especially for our stand. It's made out of pork with apple in it. It's a really good hot dog. We've got a regular sized dog, and then we got the big dog, and the big dog's a quarter pounder, so that's a meal in itself.
That's another thing you can call them, big dog.
There you go, my big dog. And really, back to Thrushwoods, it wasn't the first recipe we used, and it wasn't the second recipe. Mike tested and tasted and added, and then asked for it to be clean. So there's no preservatives in the hot dogs or the brats that Mike has helped Thrushwoods create. So.
Yeah, and that's a great thing about working with they will help you find that recipe and that taste you're looking for.
Oh, they do magic. They do magic out of Thrushwoods, no doubt.
So, like you said, hot dogs available in brat form as well, and you'll have several different ways, and in fact, a bunch of different ways you can order. And then, of course, you'll have your create your own. And in each of the things with the different ingredients, you can get that as a hot dog or as a brat. And then with the make your own as well. The American dog, ketchup, mustard, relish, onions, just to give you an example. The Southern dog, barbecue sauce, onions, bacon bits, and again, as a brat as well. This is interesting. One I've never heard of was this, who came up with the gravy dog smothered in sausage gravy? That sounds impeccable. I got
to
try that.
Well, I'd love to take the credit for that. But Jeff Breckenridge, who is our project coordinator, Jeff has come up with this with the gravy dog, and he's also come up with the Oneida Beast.
You haven't gotten to that one yet.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. The Oneida Beast smothered in sloppy Mike's, baked beans, nacho cheese, coleslaw, tomatoes, bacon bits, and shredded cheese. My goodness.
Well, you have to sign a waiver to order that one. Yes.
Yeah. Do your workout beforehand.
That's right.
Wow, that fire in the hole, hot salsa, jalapenos, shredded cheese. I mean, that's just a few. There's a whole bunch of others on there. We mentioned the Sloppy Mike dog, smothered in world famous Sloppy Mike's and shredded cheese. Another Sloppy Mike is another name you could call him. I don't know. I'm guessing these aren't named after him, though, are they? Not at all.
Oh, yeah, right.
All his creations, yes.
Yeah. Well, so some great ideas. So coming up with a menu, though, with all these different options, and, of course, to build your own, all the different ingredients, that must have taken some time. Is it just like experiences you've had at different places, hot dogs you've eaten around the country? Or?
Well, yes, it's kind of a combination of all that, Tom. And our big thrust is to make it healthy. And we want to all of our silverware or plasticware is eco-friendly, and everything that we can find organic or eco-friendly is what we're going to use in our stand.
All right. Calbee's Coffee and Hot Doggery set to open in just a couple of weeks. Grand opening coming up on Saturday, the 28th, Oneida, Illinois. You can't miss it. Beautiful green building there on the side of the old Sharon Snack Shack, just before you get to the school there. And so your hours are actually going to have hours. You're going to be open quite a long time each day.
Well, we're going to be open 6 in the morning till 10 in the evening so that we can serve not only the agricultural community, but we can serve the people that go to school events, practice. We'll have gift cards available so that parents can give a gift card to their child so they can come over and eat, during school and stuff like that.
So if people, if you're expecting a sit-down restaurant, that's not what it's going to be. Will there be, or not so much?
Well, actually, again, back to his love of the community,
okay.
Mike wanted to have an area for the community to go to. And so they bought some really nice picnic tables. Is there four of them there?
Four picnic tables
out underneath a cover,
mm-hmm.
For the community to go and gather together and just enjoy. Yeah. So
kind of dining al fresco there.
Yeah,
right?
There you go. Absolutely.
Weather permitting, of course.
And, you know, we'll wait and see how it goes. And in the future, we just might put up a brick and mortar restaurant there. So we thought this would be a good way to dip our toe in the water, if you will.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And every time we go to an event, people come up to us and say, when are you opening? When are you opening? The community support is phenomenal. We're really pleased.
You know, this is going to end up becoming another full-time job for you. I know you have several already. It's going to be, you know, because they're going to expect you to come to, you know, Taste of Gales, bring all these other events. Are you going to bring your hot dogs and brats?
You're
going to have to buy a wagon now. And,
good
we
point.
We get to buy a wagon.
Oh, you get to. There you go. You get to. That's a great way to look at it. and with the coffee as well. Again, Calbee's Coffee and Hot Doggery, you're going to be opening a couple weeks in Oneida, Illinois, as part of Kalb Corporation. And again, I agree, it's a great thing for Oneida, really doing something for the community. Anything as far as the restaurant side of things that we need to know about?
Well, I think one of the things that I'm bringing from my childhood, which of course Lincoln was president at that time also, but is a drink called the Green River. And we're going to have the Green River there at the drive-thru also. And our ice cream machine is a little unusual in that it produces three flavors. So we'll be able to twist the vanilla and chocolate, and we're also going to have a flavor of the month. We're going to start out with orange, so we'll be able to twist the orange and vanilla and make the dreamsicle.
Wow.
So we're kind of thrilled about that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So am I. It's so funny you mentioned the Green River, because that's something I remember my dad would always talk about, a Green River. So you know, wasn't that many places you can get it anymore, especially. I very recently visiting a friend in Downers Grove and went to a barbecue place in, I don't know, neighboring community, not Wheaton, somewhere around there. But anyway, and they had on their tap of their drinks, they actually had Green River. I mean, pre-mixed, but it's like, oh man, I forgot how good that was. But yeah, so you'll have that. That'll be something special that people will love.
Well, we hope so. And I don't know, the Green River, something, there's some magic about it. That's all I can say about it.
Yeah, because you think it's like, okay, 7-Up, no, or Sprite, no, it's something, it's different, it's on steroids, it's something completely
That's
different.
That's a good way to put
much,
it.
Much, much better. All right, Calbee's Coffee and Hot Doggery is going to be opening in just a couple weeks. The 28th will be the grand opening, and make sure you go check it out and support what's happening in Oneida, Illinois. And as we said, this is kind of the least of what is going on with Kalb Corporation in Oneida. The people may not know that you have a global entity in Oneida, Illinois. I mean, I thought I was the biggest thing out of Oneida. Apparently not.
Tom, in your own mind. Come on.
In my own mind, absolutely. Mike Kalb and Candy Kalb joining us. We'll come back with more. We'll take a break for news. This is Galesburg Live. Good morning. This is Galesburg Live. Tom Meredith, I'm your host this morning. Thanks for being with us. And this morning talking about big things in Oneida, Illinois that you may not know about. We mentioned Calbee's Coffee and Hot Doggery is going to be opening coming up in just a couple weeks. The grand opening will be the 28th, Saturday, September 28th. And get out there and support them. It's going to be some great coffee, some great food, and desserts as well. And the owner and the founder of Kalb Corporation, Mike Kalb, Candy Kalb, with us this morning again. Well, let's talk more about the Kalb Corporation. There is so much that people probably have no idea that there's a global entity in Oneida, Illinois, of all places. And Mike, your hometown. Well, let's start there, because you, as Candy mentioned, you love the city of Oneida. Was there any thoughts of ever leaving at any point?
No, never. Yeah. You know, we just. Actually, Oneida becomes a family, you know, and you came from Oneida.
They kicked me out. But,
yeah, yeah.
That's a whole thing.
Well, you know, we have our pride. You know, I have to.
You have your standards, too.
Yeah. No, there was never, ever any thoughts of moving the company. We did open up a branch a couple years ago in Florida. We got a couple of gentlemen down there working for us. No, we've been treated very well by the community, and so we have any thoughts we'd have would be just for expansion.
Well, let's kind of go back to the start and what got you interested. You were a person always tinkering. You knew you could wire a house any way you wanted. By the way, I know stories about turn on a light switch here and a toilet flushes, things like that. Anyway,
doesn't everybody have that? I don't know.
I wish, but no, you worked for the telephone company Oneida at one time. So you had a knack for, I guess, in some ways, like electronics engineering as well.
Yeah, well, I've always been fascinated by communications. I worked mm-hmm. several years for Motorola in the two-way radio division. And I've always been fascinated by the production of electricity. So I worked for the Caterpillar dealer in Peoria, Illinois, until 1986. Then that gave me a chance to springboard into my own company. And so I started handling products for electric power generation, and that worked really well. And one of our products was an insulation blanket that was made out in California. And insulation blankets are kind of strange beasts in that they're used on big engines put on the turbochargers and hot piping and stuff like that to prevent engine fires if a hydraulic line would break or something, and spray a dozer engine way it won't catch on fire if it's got our heat blocker product on it. And the company I was working for at the time made a really lightweight insulation, and it burned up, and Caterpillar was one of my big customers back then, and they were complaining, obviously. And so as all smart acting young entrepreneurs, I thought, yeah, I can do it better. So anyway, in the meantime, my son Rob came to join me in the company, and together we put together a product that we called Heat Blocker. It took us about 2.5 years of research and development to put that product together, and then we got a patent on the product in 2000, the year 2000. And I guess the rest is history. They use this product, like I say, like waste management will put it on all their machines so that if a wrapper or something blows into the engine compartment when they're working on the big landfill, that the engine won't catch on fire. So anyway, it's been fun for us. And we've got 10 employees for Calp Corporation in Oneida, 2 in Florida. And so that's kind of the way the business is going now.
Well, you talked about coming up with that heat blocker product. Did you have your own chemists working for you, or were the two of you able to, you kind of did all the work and experimentation?
Yeah, we were very fortunate. Rob and I worked together on developing this product. And actually what we did, we kind of did a study and took the best components we could find, put them together into a package, and miraculously it worked. And yeah, we do have customers all around the world. We ship about 30,000 pieces of heat blocker out of Oneida, Illinois, a year. Wow. So, yeah, we feel that's fun. It's pretty good.
So you came up with a product. So then, okay, we have the product. Now we got to manufacture this thing.
Yes.
How did that all come about?
Well, we looked around at the time when we went into thoughts of manufacturing, looked around Illinois, and there was a lot of excess manufacturing time that different companies had. So we thought, rather than reinvent the wheel, that we would seek out the best manufacturer for this product, which we found up in the Chicago area. And what we do all the sales and design and shipping, and the company up in Chicago assembles the product for us.
Interesting. Mike Kalb and Candy Kalb joining us here this morning. Kalb Corporation out of Oneida. So this product, the insulating blanket for these products. So this is something, and I said you're a global corporation. This stuff gets shipped all over the world.
It does. It does. You know, we have customers in Egypt, the Panama Canal. Yeah, so any place, really any place you see a piece of CAT equipment, you can probably lift the hood and probably see our product there.
Right. I say, well, yeah, the mining equipment is everywhere in the world, so yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty cool stuff. But that's not the only product. There's so many things you do. I want to backtrack a little bit before this, and correct me, and I'll let you tell the story. You know, I'm a big barbecue person. I'm kind of a barbecue snob. I have my ways. I like it done. And you watch all these programs now that they have, and everybody that does competition barbecue injects their meat. All right? That, if I'm not mistaken, started with you, Mr. Kalb, years and years ago. Am I right that you got a patent on the first food injector that was basically a syringe for food? Is that correct?
Tom, your memory is too good. That's exactly right. I invented the original flavor injector, and I don't even remember what year that was. All I know, yeah, I got the patent on there, and I think the patent at that time was around $10,000. And that took all my funds. I had no funds left to market. So, I never took this product, never was able to take it to market, but it's, I don't know whether you would say bittersweet to walk around and once the patent ran out, other manufacturers hopped on it. So you can go to about any store and you can see the flavor injector there. And yeah, it came from Oneida.
Well, it's gotten crazy the way some of them use. They've got these electronic or, you know, the powered ones that they like three injectors coming off it to do like a whole brisket at one time with three different places is being injected. And or pump ones and all kind of different.
Well, don't forget the cream in our donuts.
I forgot about that. Yes,
that's the most important one right there.
Absolutely. Mike Kalb and Candy Kalb, Kalb Corporation in Oneida, they do a lot of things. So you started with the heat blocker and coming up with that idea. Something I've often talked about, and I just happened to see on your website a while back. I've always often talked about here in the north, it snows, it gets cold, we get ice on the roads. I'm like, can't somebody come up with a way that why can't the roads somehow be heated so there's never ice or snow on them? And lo and behold, Kalb Corporation, and it's not maybe affordable for the state, or especially the state of Illinois, but federal government to afford to be able to do it yet. But your driveway, your sidewalk, you have come up with a way to basically keep the ice and snow away. Is that correct?
Well, that's correct, Tom. We handle a product that's called Heat-A-Zon, and that's radiant heating cables, and they can be put in your sidewalk, your driveway. You can even heat your rooms in your house with it. It's all electric. It's 100% efficient. And with this product, it will allow you to sell all of your snow shovels.
That's a good thing. Yeah. That is an absolutely good thing, yeah. So, yeah, I knew about, you know, radiant heat on floors and houses. And, like, that is such a – I mean, talk about the difference being under – whether it's under concrete or whatever, or with, is it within the concrete or is it under? How does it work in that case? Or can you say?
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. Absolutely. No, we put it right in the concrete, you know, as it's poured over this product. Matter of fact, our little green shed up there, our drive-through, is heated with heat in the floor in the concrete slab. So, yeah, that's what we, it's another product line that we have. Yes.
So is that a commercial or a residential, everything, anybody could contact you for that type of product?
Yes, absolutely. And, a big area that we've, sold this product in is, melting the snow and ice off of roofs so that you don't get, the snow loading that, as we see every summer, every winter, we see a, building that collapses because of the snow on the roof.
Yeah, I never thought about that application. I'm, you know, I've always thought about the roads, but yeah, that is a great idea because you do see that, and you know, and then of course there's those houses where it melts in spots. That means you're not insulated properly anyway.
Yeah, very good, yeah, absolutely.
the heat's leaking through.
And then when the water dams up in the valleys of your house, and you get roof leakage and everything, it's nasty. But this product will prevent that.
A lot of different applications.
We rehabbed our home in Oak Run, and we put down porcelain tile all throughout the entire upstairs, and underneath we do have the heat is on under our tile. And I'll tell you what, getting up in the morning and putting your feet on a warm floor is just an incredible feeling. And when we shower, It's warm. You never get cold. It's a great product. It really is. Nice to have.
Well, like they say, Tom, happy wifey, happy lifey.
Well, yeah, you know, and it doesn't matter what time of year, if it's the middle of summer or middle of winter, stepping on that cold floor is the worst thing. And that keeps some people from getting, whether tile or porcelain or whatever, I want to have carpet. I want, you know, it doesn't feel, because no matter what time of year, that feels cold to the touch.
Absolutely.
Mike Kalb, Candy Kalb, joining us, Kalb Corporation in Oneida. We'll take a break, come back with more. This is Galesburg Live. This is Galesburg Live. Glad to have you along with us here this morning. We're talking about Kalb Corporation in Oneida. Things you might not know, a global entity in Oneida, Illinois. Of course, Kalb's Coffee and Hot Doggery. The kiosk is going to be opening in just a couple of weeks on grand opening coming up on September 28th. It's a Saturday. Check that out. High quality products. You're going to want to check this out, and it hopefully will be a great success. But Kalb Company, or Kalb Corporation, already a huge success. Mike Kalb and Candy Kalb joining us here this morning. We're talking about some of the many different products that you've created. The heat blocker, mostly for the power generation industry. If you, like Mike said earlier, if you see any big Caterpillar equipment or waste management, among others, if they open up the engine compartment, you're going to see that Kalb Corporation product on there to help prevent fires on that machinery. Pretty interesting. And we talked about again. What's the name of the product again that keeps the ice and snow away?
Heat is on.
Okay. So what about the development of that? What was the impetus behind that?
Well, actually, when we redid the John Deere building up there in Oneida. That's our main office.
Yeah.
And when we did the sidewalk out there, we wanted to melt the snow electrically, and we could not find a product. And so after some research, we found this product, and it's so good we thought, hey, other people need to benefit by it. So we started handling it, and it's a super product. And if you want to sell your snow shovel and not have to worry about back pain or getting out there and freezing your tush off, why, then the heat is on's the way to go.
Well, and the great thing, like I said, there are so many applications, whether it's a sidewalk, a driveway, your floor in your house, your roof. I mean, is there other applications I'm missing that?
Well, I guess it's just limited by your imagination what you want to do with the radiant heat. I mean, there's if you've got pipes that freeze, in a factory or something like this, we can actually put an element inside your pipe to keep the pipe warm so it won't freeze.
Wow. I suppose that maybe for somebody house on a slab or a crawl that has that issue with the pipes freezing in the winter, would that be a possible application as well?
Yes, it would be.
To my brother.
Okay. Another thing Candy just brought up is the gutters that ice up.
Oh, yeah.
And we put a product in there called Gutter Melt in the downspouts in the gutters. And because we just froze up this past, we just got new gutters on. We haven't got the heaters on in yet, but we're going to put it in for this fall so that we have it this winter.
Yeah, another great, just so many different applications. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about the future of Kalb Corporation. Of course, you as you said, you have expanded. You've expanded your space in Oneida. You've expanded. You do have another office located down in the Tampa area in Florida. And just so what behind that is just so you can be closer to some of the customers down there, like waste management, for instance.
Yes, there's a company down there that actually they're a dealer for a certain garbage truck manufacturer. And they want to put this product on all garbage trucks that come out before they hit the highway. And so we're going to start out in the southeast down there and then expand across the nation with this company.
I guess one of the great things about that, another thing I hadn't thought of for a business like that, it reduces their liability.
Oh, absolutely. Each time they have a machine burn, it's at least $250,000. Plus, if there's any loss of life, unfortunately, that does happen. Then it eliminates that. It's a huge safety factor.
Absolutely. Mike Kalb, Candy Kalb, joining us here this morning. Kalb Corporation in Oneida, a global entity. They ship product all over the world, customers all over the world. So let's talk a little bit about the future. What's in the hopper for Kalb Corporation? Is just continuing to do what you do best, or I'm guessing you're always thinking what else is out there. I guess as an entrepreneur, It's about solving a problem that exists.
Well, that's you know, and that sounds very easy, and that I guess that's how easy it is. We just go around and meet with our customers, our engineers, and we listen, and hopefully, you know, if they've got problems, why we can jump in there and help them solve that.
Yeah, it's kind of like Vanilla Ice. If you got a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Right?
Right, exactly.
Is there anything particular you're working on, or are you not able to talk about some of the things? Or
No, I think, go ahead.
I'll tell you, Tom, something I've learned in the last 10 years knowing Mike, he is a creator, and his mind never stops creating. Even when he's working on the current project, his mind's creating on the next project of what he wants to do. And so it's very interesting to live with him and watch the wheels continuously roll.
Well, we put Jeff Breckenridge, our project coordinator, he's the one that really catches it, because I come up with the ideas and I say, you know, Jeff, make it happen. And he's taken the drive-through up there, Calby's Coffee. And that thing's only 8 feet wide and 26 feet long, and it has a restroom in it. So he has taken all this. There's not an inch that hasn't been utilized in that that kiosk. So
yeah. That's the way to do it, though. I mean, yeah, whatever space you've got, yeah, take advantage of all of it, right?
Yeah.
What's one of the hardest parts? Is the patent process one of the toughest things with being an entrepreneur?
Well, I think the patent process, like anything else, the first one is the toughest, you know. And once you get the first patent, why, then the second one comes a lot easier. And we have a good patent lawyer in the Quad Cities. That's key, is to get a good lawyer on your side. It really is.
Yeah, absolutely. So next product, who knows when that'll be coming? Could be sometime soon. Might be in his head right now, Katie. It may be.
Who knows what's going on in that head, Tom?
Calb Corporation in Oneida, Illinois. Mike Calb and Candy Calb joining us here this morning. It's really cool, and I hope somebody's learned something about what you do. And I'm sure they're probably really surprised at what goes on in Oneida, Illinois, and what you guys do. It's a really cool thing, and great what you're doing for the community as well.
Yeah, well, thank you, Tom. It's our pleasure, and we enjoy working with the community, and look forward to in the future doing more projects.
And of course, don't forget, coming up in just a couple of weeks, September 28th, Saturday, it'll be the grand opening, Calby's Coffee and Hot Doggery. And again, it sounds like it's going to be some great products. I am looking forward to that. Got to be making lots of trips 12 miles up the road for hot dogs and brats. And
we've got a big dog with your name on it.
There we go. See, now, if I come up, are you taking suggestions? If I come up with an idea, here's the mix I want of all your products on the Build Your Own, right?
Yeah, we'll call it the Big Tom.
There we go. Oh, the Late Nighter, smothered in sloppy mics and nacho cheese. Ah, it all sounds delicious. Mike Calb, Candy Calb, thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
Our pleasure. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you so much, Tom.